And today, as the great feast of Our Lady of Good Counsel, not so much a commemoration of her apparition, but her miraculous appearance of her miraculous and great image, which happened many centuries ago in a village near Rome. What does counsel mean? For me, often I need to check the words from the dictionary, and if you do that, you notice that counsel means advice. It means some recommendation regarding some decision or course of action we must make. As Mary is our mother, she is truly a mother of good counsel, since all little children look to their parents as counselors and source of information, source for good decision to lead a good life. Counsel also means information or instruction, some suggestion or exhortation, and also admonition. So counsel is more than mere advice, and it is generally given in very heavy and weighty decisions and on very important occasions. Keeping all this in mind, it is striking how frequently Sacred Scripture and Mother Church have applied wisdom to Mary. We call her the throne and seat of wisdom because Jesus, the eternal wisdom, dwelt in her womb, and Jesus, God Himself, had Mary as her teacher. Us, we are very much in line with the Bible and Christian history when we venerate Mary for good counsel. For God gave Mary very unusual knowledge, something not easy to gain by natural wisdom or good habits or from your ordinary parents. God gave Mary this great knowledge because Jesus also gave her particular grace and knowledge during their 30 years together as mother and son. As the mother of Jesus, Mary was our Lord's official teacher, and how excellent task of counselor and teacher she performed. As you well know, the mother is the natural teacher of her child. No doubt God gave us this example of the Holy Family, and especially of Mary teaching Jesus. He wanted to inspire and to be and to have Mary to be a model for all families to come. All through history, it's also been practiced in families, and of those devoted to Mary, to go for her for any intellectual help, to go to her for advice and suggestions in difficult situation. Who are the various groups who need Our Lady of Good Counsel? Of course, everyone is entitled and should invoke her as teacher and counselor. But most of all, parents understand her great example and source of wisdom in bringing up their children. When one is a parent, he has an enormous responsibility, and also the children, the great responsibility and difficulty from time to time to obey. To parents, we recommend the Our Lady of Good Counsel, since the Church sees all their tribulations and difficulties in their raising up their children to be great Christians. And our Church, not only our earthly parents, but our spiritual parents, the priests and pastors, need guidance in their weighty problems and heavy responsibilities. In every area of life, therefore, whether it be children, adults, very holy and advanced men and women, or beginners, or even the men of the world, Our Mary is truly a good counselor, always willing to listen and to give advice. Those men and women many hundred years ago who saw her miraculous image descending from heaven and venerated the image, they could see Our Lady's greatness with their own eyes. But we who live in nowadays, we have the great privilege of calling her a counselor. Not only we offer her our veneration in the form of prayers, rosaries, Hail Marys, and our masses, but we also venerate her as a source of wisdom and a help. Every single one of us needs good counsel in our troubles and tribulations. This is true especially when we do not know which path or way or pursue we will follow in our own lives, or even in some particular instance. Therefore, as a true and devout child of the one who was mother to God Himself, we will truly ask her guidance. Ask Mary, and as all the Christians in ages have done, and many, many generations, ask her to be a counselor, and say often, Our Lady of Good Counsel, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.